Okay, today we begin the 11th parak. Eilu Nedarim Shumeferet, and Nedarim Shechkaninu Nefesh. But before we do that, we will once again review quickly what we did yesterday. And I believe we began yesterday at Aloch Echet, correct? In the 10th parak. Eferet nedarim kol hayom, v'yesh b'davar la'akel u'laf mir kesav. Nadra b'leilei Shabbat, eferet b'leilei Shabbat, u'v'yom ha'Shabbat mishtechasher. Nadra im chashecha, eferet shalot techasher. She'im lo eferet mishtechashecha, n'yoho la'afer. Tani Reb Yes, Reb Yudah, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon Omer, hafaras nedarim me'et le'et. My time in Rabbonin, b'yom Shamov. My time in Reb Yes, Reb Yudah, b'yom hayom. Mamakayim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah time in the Rabbanim Yom Shamo Tipater Shnadra Mitchilat Alayla. Umamakayim Rabbanim time in the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Yom Ayom Tipater Shnadra Mitchilat Alay Shabbat Nishtatek Chazal Dibura. I'll die to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah not in law as we mar Vashaot. I'll die to the Rabbanim in law Otoa Yom Bilvad, and therefore Nishtatek Chazal Dibura. I'll die to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Mitzar from as we mar Vashaot. I'll die to Rabban, and we all know me for Vahelech, Archie Azor, Ludiburo. If Nishkat Ramasha Achat, only know your whole affair. Mufala de Mincha, Mufala Ola, Mukamla de Mincha, Kamla Ola. Mufala Ada Mincha, same thing. Kamla Mufala de Mincha Loma. Taman Tanina Mechim de Dorim Shabbat. Tani Ben Adam Shen Tzorach Shabbat, Ben Adam Shen Tzorach Shabbat. Minishalim only l'nedarim shen l'tzorach Shabbat, but shalom l'tzorach Shabbat shalom. So that's zakei shiachol la'afir l'machar. But it's interesting that according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, according to Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who hold d'amar afen nedarim me'et le'et, afin l'nedarim shen shalom l'tzorach Shabbat lo yafer. Not only a chacham, but even afarat nedarim shouldn't take place on Shabbat. So why does it say over here that's davar pashut, that mashma to point to everybody? Because at least you can conceive of a case. It's tipater divrei hakol in a case where nadra betchilat leilei Shabbat. Where they have all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan.
What's the problem with Shabbat?
There's a number of issues. It's similar to dinim. Looks like dinim. It's uvda dechol. You're being matriarch and things that are not like yeah. What do you need to do it for? Those are the main time.
Not a question for you, but write it like a Masya Matan.
Specifically? No, that's a Zero Ksiva, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Abal Shamar Inkan Ned, Inkan Shua, Lomaklum. Zaken Shamar Mufala, Batala, Lomaklum. Lazekil Katok, Mizekil Katok, Balamer Mufala, Batala, Zaken Omer Inkan Ned, Inkan Shua, Omer Yochan, Rishonim Ayud Shalim, Marshi Shaladam Alakamato. Hey, Chavia, Nadra Isha, Vishama Bala Velo Efer. No, so Pshita, Shinam Eferla, that's as far as wearing the hat of a Baal. That's only a Baal. How about if he puts on his other hat? He puts on his big black hat. So then, Marshi Eferla, Linyan Azake. Well, I mean, Ma'anat Kayamin, if we're talking about Dorm Shibinola Vena, isn't that the same as being a gay in the Eidut, in the letter? It's like Nidre Yatsmai. So, lo Reb Yudah, that's good for the machlokes, Reb Shem Reb Yudah. Reb Chiya Tani, Reb Shem Rechamim, that's the question. Ma lahat in Nadar Balayla? My Nadar Baal, Shepetur Ben Biyom, and Areu Mefer Balayla, so he could still do that, or Nidre Zaken, Shepetur Ben Biyom, lo Kol Sheken, but he can be Mefer Balayla. Mal atrei de turgam and the shmin manad, Rabbi Barbara Zutti, Tavi turgam and Rabbi Yochanan. But in a case where there was one woman, Ada itta, to have a chamam mishmasuristi, he translated it to Arami. Tani eni shalim nidarim ila tufim vi yoshvim, va nishal yoshev, va shoel tzarek liot amed. How do we know it? Minadim, va nishal yoshim shil marim. En mi yomdim ela the nidunim, na shoel yochot Alachot, Agadot, how do we know minayin that they two have to be Bamina Tamaloma Amdu? We learn it out from the Amdu. So Amdu alone would have said just letter here. I mean, just read. The Amdu is wherever you're standing to be Makabo Torah from some vessel. Ravaka bar papa, salak misha nidra derabaymi. And ifter ba mida kedelo marinkam. I don't even know he took his good time about it. It didn't matter because he had already sat down. Rabbi Mona salak misha nidra de gamlio de kunitya. Ifter ba mida kedelo marinkam. Rabbi Mona, Mishra Nidra the Gamliel, was the grandson of the original Gamliel, the Kunitia. So the grandson said to him, don't do that shtick you did to my grandfather. But just get it done already. It takes so long. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yira, Rabbi Yira, Rabbi Yira, Rabbi Yira, Rabbi Yira, Rabbi Sarin Mima, Dasuma Mokum Shain Zaki, Bonadaki Sarin, say, I feel Mokum Shain Zaki. Ravuda Shari Nidra, and Rav Zir was shocked. Who's Ravuna to be Matur Nedra alone? But, boy, I'm in Kume Rav Yos, what Ravuna is called Roshe Amatot. Oh, my life, well, he let Ravuna Roshe Amatot. Who the heck is? Mani Roshe Amatot? I would say Ravuna is the Roshe Roshe Amatot. Ma'alam anot zekenim ledvarim yechidim for what we call smicha. Nashmina minhad. Rav manit a rebbe latir nedarim v'derot k'tamim. Min de damach rebbe bar gabi brei mumi b'chorot as well. And Rav Shimon told him any motzev l'chal mashnatan l'cha'ava. Rav Yisrael Rabban says that wasn't the case. Case was a rebbe already gave him everything. Kula yav le. And he wanted, and it was only on that that Amalei and Rav Shimon bar Revi told him, because he was not able to see and therefore couldn't pass him k'tamim or b'chorot. For a specific amount of time in the yamin. Oh, Malay, do me a favor, please. Payes reviewed Messiah. Yichtuvle for the Igra de Ika. They put the Panasati to Arabriata. Who pays him? Bekotavle, Arisha Shalachnu Lachem Adam Gadol, Shluchenu, Bechayotse Banu. Of course, it's only actually idea, it's Lena. Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Abba Barzmina, some say B'Shem Rabbi Dostoy, Saba, that's not what he wrote. Afinka Tavla, Hare Shalach Lachem Adam Gadol, She'eno Bo Shlomar, Lo Shamati. Ma'al Ahate B'Plonis, Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Matir B'Plonis, Rabbi Shem Levi Yitir B'Plonis, Rabbi Vuna B'Shem Rabbi Yomya, says it's only been Mokom She'in Talit, Omer Yosef B'Rabbi Bon, and it's only bedvarim hakalim that you can be poter becharata. You don't need a petach. Perek asiri halacha aleph. Perek chalasa, sorry. Halacha aleph. Eilu nedarim shumei fer nedarim sheyesh peminu nefesh. Im echatz, im lo echatz, im et kashet, im lo et kashet. Don Reb Yossi, ein eilu nedarim nefesh. Kol neder v'chol shvat isur la'anot nafesh. So l'chor ha'im yelam d'dorim shesh b'mino nefesh, d'dorim shebeno l'beina minayin, v'in ish li ishto, ha'ad kadon b'ba, ba'av minayin. How do we know that v'im eni avi ota says over there, kol nedareh aves areh? How do we know that the av is also only made for d'dorim nefesh and d'dorim shebeno l'beina? Says the Gemara, and the other Gira said, "Ben ish v'ishto, ben av l'bito, ma avav enu meifrem l'dorm shish b'minu nefesh l'dorm shibinu l'vina, avav enu meifrem l'dorm shish b'minu nefesh l'dorm shibinu l'vina." Rabbi Yaakov bar Hakko amar, it pagu Rabbi Yochanan reish lakish. Rabbi Yochanan amar, ben l'dorim ben l'shvot abal meifer. Reish lakish amar, l'dorim meifer, v'lo l'shvot. Is it not It's not included in the Kohanim Nisui. Omer Yisrael Ribon, Afni Vizakein Pligi Reb Yochum Shem Ben Lakish. It's not only Hafara, it's also HaTorah, whether you can be Mater Shvua. Reb Yochanan Omer Ben Adorim Ben Shvuot Azakein Matir. Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Omer Lezakein, Ben Adorim Azakein Matir. Shvuot in Azakein Matir, Shvuot is more common. V'asid Rish Lakish, God of Reb Yossi. Turns out that Rish Lakish is going like the following actual Maisa with Reb Yossi, where Chad Bar Nash, a certain guy came out to Mishra Nidra Kamir Reb Yossi, Mitate Viyativle, so Reb Yossi sits down, he wraps himself in his talents. So Reb Yossi says to Marmalei, Maishtabata, what kind of lashon did you use for Yeshua? Omarlei Ipupi Yisrael. That was Nishba, God's name, the Lord of Israel. That lo alamet abeti, I swear I'm never going to walk into my house again with that little room. No good. Creep. Omarlei, well, by the God of Israel, you ain't going into your house again. You poopy Yisrael. Yep. V'lo alala leveitach. Mibizira patar matnita. So the question over here is, the Mishnah says, Eilim Nadarim. Shesh b'minui nefesh. Chatz. Shikishut. Rabbi Yossi says, Eina Eloi nidre inui nefesh. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, which we haven't learned yet, says, Eilim nidre inui nefesh, Kanakar Solom Alai, and so on. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, right? So now that means that there's two possible explanations. Imer chatzim loer chatzim et kashetim loet kashet is the closing of what the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama holds that that is also considered to be Nidrei Inui Nefesh. Imer chatzim loer chatzim et kashetim loet kashet. Split the mission at that point the way we have it. So that means that Kishet would be called Nidrei Inui Nefesh. And Rabbi Yossi is arguing, he's saying no. That ain't it. When you dream in nefesh, only the following in the dream in nefesh, parasolam alai, that's called in nefesh. But there's also another way to learn it, that the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, Eilim Nadarim Shu Mefer, the Dorim Sheyesh Ben Minui Nefesh. Now I'm not explaining what that are, what that is. Then, it says, Imer Chatz, Vim Lorer Chatz. What is that? It says, Rabbi Yossi, that's not called in dream in nefesh. And the Tanakhama never spoke about it. It's not that the Tanakhama said, and let me tell you what that is. It's the Mishnah raises, Imer Chatz, Imer Kashet. What's the din? Rav Yossi Omer, Ein Ela Nidrein HaNefesh. The following is Nidrein HaNefesh, Perot HaOlam Alai. In which case, according to this, the Tanakhama never argued. So it says, Eilim Nadarim Sheyesh Bahem Inui Nefesh, that everybody agrees, right? The Tanakhama also says, even though it says at the end, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that comes to teach me Ruhuna's halacha, that the whole parak is going like Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't mean that there's a machlokas here. Okay, so that's one issue, that because the Yerushalmi take all this for granted. It's going to start smack bang in the middle of the sugya, without, in typical Yerushalmi fashion, without even hinting at what it is we're supposed to know in advance in order to be able to make sense of it. Furthermore, I mean, remember that we had in the Bavli, when Rav Yossi said, Ein Elo Nidrei Nefesh, the question was, but it is Nidorim Beino Levina. You could still be made for it. It's just not communicable whether you can be made for completely across the board or not, right? So we said that it's not called Nidrei Nefesh. It certainly can be made for it. Okay, so now there's going to be a machlokas how to understand our mission. So, Eilim Nadarim Shemefer, Nadarim Sheyesh Bahem Inui Nefesh, and now, this is including Imer Chatz, Im Lor Chatz, Imer Kashet, Im Lor Kashet, and Rav Yossi argues, on Rav Yossi, Ein Eilim Nidrei Inui Nefesh, Eila Dvarim Shebeino Levina, but Eilim Nidrei Inui Nefesh, meaning Rav Yossi is now saying, these are Nidrei Inui Nefesh, Kishama Konakar Samalai, Hareza Yafer, so that the continuation of the next piece, which is Yeralocha Beis, Eila Nidrein and Nefesh, is Rav Yossi. Rabbanan Amrin, the difference being that Nidrein and Nefesh can be made for Lola Olam, because you're being made for across the board, even after Shijot and Mershusim. the dorm ship. And like, no, he's only going to be able to be made for Kozman, she imo. She goes to marry somebody else. At that point, it's no longer mufar. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Beini Dwayne Nefesh, Beini Dorm Shibin Alina, a Ferla Mufar Lola. But the sheet of Rabbi Yosef is that you can be made for completely, because since it doesn't say Rabbi Yosef Omer Lo Yafer, what it says is instead Enelu Nidwayne Nefesh, it's much, he's not arguing about the Dirita Afar is the same. He's just saying, as far as what category it fits in. Does it fit into the category of Inunefesh or into the category of Inunefesh? How can you say that? Rabbonin Amrin, Nidre Inunefesh, Eferla Mufar Laolam. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidam Shabin Alvinai, Eferla Mufar Laolam. Well, you're understanding it, Mabi Neim. You're saying, well, I said, what is it? It's a theoretical question. What do we call it? Who cares what we call it? I mean, why make two sets of types of Afar if they're all the same? Whatever it's included as, does it really matter? No, there's a big difference. Because let's say, Bishamram, Konamanayati Alecha, Imeitse Mershutcha. Let's say it says Beferish, I'm not answering anything now. I'm answering something that can be how when I no longer owe it to you. So, why can't he be made for long? Since she's answering her on him, isn't it at least Benolavay now? It's talking about that after she goes out of his rishus, she asks Hano of her own body. That's nidrin and nefesh. So even though the netter is only called after she takes her rishus, so this is the type of thing which is in your nefesh, she's able to be made for now. Whereas Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Hillel, Trion Amri, Nidorim should be Olavinai. According to Rabbi Yossi, whether you hold of Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Law, which we're going to see in a moment, that they are the authors of this machlokas, and I don't understand Rabbi Yossi. But according to Rabbi Yossi, whether you hold like Rabbi Zeira or you hold like Rabbi Law, it's considered to be Dvar Ben Olavina. Since the netter won't be chal until after she's Yotzim Rishusa, at that point it's not Ben Olavina. So then he can't be made. It makes a big nafkamina. Because if it's a davar shel inui nefesh, he has rights to it. But if it's a davar shel beino leveinah, which by definition will only be chal when there's no longer a beino leveinah, if she gets a get, so then he can't be made for it at all. So it doesn't make an afkamina. So don't say that it's unimportant for us to determine. Okay. Okay, so we're continuing now the Halacha Aleph in Perek Elan and Dari, and we're holding on Lamed Vav on the base, but we're going to first do our quick review. Okay, so we start at the beginning of the Perek with Elan and Dari, Shomefer, and the Dari, Sheshbe, Minui Nefesh, Imer Chatz, Imloer Chatz, Imer Kashet, Imloer Kashet, Rav Yossi, Ein Elan Idri, Imer Nefesh, the way the Rishami learns. This is not necessarily the words of the Tanakhama, though. Maybe the Tanakhama also never said that Erechatzim lo Erechatzim. Just we raise the issue and Rabbi Yossi passes. Fine. Now, Ktiv kol nedir v'koshvat Yisrael ha'anot nefesh. Ein li elan adorm shish b'minoi nefesh. Adorm shish b'dolo v'dami nayin. B'nish li yishto tells you this. How does it only track it on the Baal? How do we know that an av, imeni aviota, also refers to only nedarim ben olavina ben nedarim shibin sheish ben nino nefesh? Benish lishto ben av lemito compares the situation of the av to the situation of the baal. Na baal ina mefer ledarim sheish ben nino nefesh ledarim shibin olavina. Af av ina mefer ledarim sheish ben nino nefesh ledarim shibin olavina. Which is against the Pesach and the Rambam, but it's not like the Sushi. Rabbi Yaakov Barach Omar, it's Palgan Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Nadorim ben Lishkula, with the Baal Mefer. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, and Nadorim Mefer. Velo Lishkula. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yom, Af Benidrei Hazakein, forget about Mahfarah, it's also Machlokes about Hataras Nadorim. Whether it's chal on shavuos, there's also my quotes from Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bein Ledorim Ben Shavuos Hazakein Matir, whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Ledorim Hazakein Matir But a shvur, since if the case was nishpa b'shem Hashem, there ain't a zaken matir. Va'akid Rish Lakish is going a liba ka'adid Rabbi Yossi, in which Chad Barnash was ota bishu nidra kamid Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi was mitatev, yativ lei. So Rabbi Yossi says to the guy, I'm like, ma'ishtabata. So he says, ipupi Yisrael, that I'm not going to be lo alala v'beti. Said Rabbi Yossi to him, well, very nice. Well, by God, ipupi Yisrael v'lo alala v'betcha. Enjoy yourself, buddy. Rabbi Zeira patar matnita, in a case where, okay, this was the, we took into consideration the whole background about whether we're talking about the nefesh from Shabbaton v'nah with the opening of the Mishnah, that's only the das of the Tanakhama, and not Rabbi Yossi, or whether maybe it's not even a machlok, as we'll see later on, we're getting today to Rabbi Law. But in any event, taking all that into consideration, about 30 pages, we can now continue in typical Yerushalmi fashion. That Elo Nidarim Shem Mefer Nidarim Shesh Beminui Nefesh Im Erchatz Im Erchatz Im Erkashed Im Loat Kashed is all one thing. So according to this approach, the Tanakhama is indeed saying Erchatz Erkashed is Inui Nefesh. To which Rabbi Yossi argues, "I'm Rabbi Yossi, no, Elo Nidarim Shem Nefesh Eladvarim Shem Beminui." Which are, according to Rabbi Yossi, Nidrei Nefesh, Elo Nidrei Nefesh to Rabbi Yossi, Kishamra Konen Perot HaOlam Alai, then Areze Yafer. Rabbanan Amri, Nidrei Inui Nefesh Hefer La, it's Mufar LeOlam, Dorm Shebeno Leveina, just one second. I'll call back. The Dorm Shebeno Leveina, Inam Baferen Kain, Elokoz Manchi Imo. Rabbi Yossi Amar Bein Nidrein and Nefesh Bein Adam Shibano Leveina Hefer La Mufar LaOlam. Okay, so let's start from here. All right, let me just okay, so now we have a new shita. According to which Rabbi Yossi is saying that Bein Nidrein and Nefesh Bein Adam Shibano Leveina Hefer La Mufar LaOlam. Since Rabbi Yossi does not say Lo yafer, he says, ain elu nidrei inu nefesh. So apparently, in terms of the halacha, the afar is the same. And the rachachomim call the pits of a kishut inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi calls them dvarim shebeino levina. Okay, it's completely against the Bavli's approach. And asks the Gemara, well, so who the heck cares? For rabbon and amri nidrei inu nefesh, hefer la mufar le'olam. And Rabbi Yossi is calling them Nedarim Shebeino Leveina, but you're saying that that's the same thing, that Nedarim Shebeino Leveina Hefer La Mufar LeOlam, in which case, Mabonim, it boils down to the same issue, doesn't it? So who cares? It's different. The difference would be, B'shamra Konim Anayati Alecha, Im Etzei Mershutcha. Over there, she's making it dependent on Yetzia Mershuto. But so if it's Inui Nefesh, then fine. But if it's depending on Yetzia Mershuto, obviously it's not going to be Beino Leveina. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, why can't he be made for her? V'yefer la, because it's going to be Dvarim Shebeino Leveina, because he won't be able to take her back. Elikisha Amra Konim Anayat Gufi Alecha, Likiche Tzei Mershutcha. So she answers, let's say, Kisha, the Tashnish, when she's Yotzim Rishuta. So Rabbanon say, that's Nidre Inu Nefesh. So even though the Neder is in Chal, he could be made for it now. Rabbi Zeira, and according to now Rabbi Yossi, whether you hold of Rabbi Zeira or whether you hold of Rabbi Law, which we're going to get to today, to attain a Mamrin that in Rabbi Yossi, these are only Nidorim Shebenoleveina. Since the Nidorim Shebenoleveina, by definition, you can't be Majid them if it's only going to be Chal after she's Yotzim Rishuta, so, because it's no longer Benoleveina. Therefore, it cannot be made. Now, Adaiti de Rabbi Zeira, according to Rabbi Zeira Shita, that you can be made for Nadarim Benoleveina, Libet Rabbi Yossi, forever. So now that means that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shneim Amuda Barachat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as we'll see, also holds Nadarim Shebenoleveina, are moved for forever. And not just until such time as she leaves the rishos. The Tanina Letaman, it's talking about over there, a woman asked her maisi yadayim on her husband. We already learned this in the Bible. So it says over there, it should say Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yafer Shema Yigash Shena V'teyatzer Alok Zorlo. The Baal should be made for the netter now, because if he does a gerushin, and now at this point there's no more chiyuv on her to give the Maisi Yadayim to the Baal, at which case they're talking about she has the Maisi Yadayim. So the Tanakhama says, in a tzarech la'afer, because she's not hers anyway. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, what if they get divorced? So over there, he should be made for now. And that means that the afara helps, benolaveina, even la'afer gerishin, which is basically what Rabbi Yossi is saying. And not only inu nefesh. So that's true according to the way Rabbi Zira is learning. Rabbi Yilah Patar Matnit, however, Rabbi Yilah understands that our Mishnah is talking about Eila the Dorm Sheim Mufra the Dorm Sheish Bei Minu Nefesh. The Tanakhama is saying only the Dorm of Inu Nefesh you can be Mefer. I'm not telling you what those things are. Now, what's the din? Imer Chatzim Lo Achatz. Imer Kashetim Lo Et Kashen. That Mahu, that's another statement. It's not the continuation of Tanakhama according to the way Rabbi Yilah is learning. So now, says Rabbi Yossi about that question. Mahu, Omer Rabbi Yossi, ein ela nidrin nefesh. Ela ilain nidorim shebenon avina. That's all that he's saying. So the Talmud Karma is not arguing in Rechitza or Kisha. Elu ein nidrin nefesh. And then what follows that says, kone perot olam alai, everybody agrees to that. That's Divrei Akol. So according to Rabbi Yilah, when Rabbi Yossi says any other nidrei nefesh advarm shenal leina, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama. There is no Tanakhama argues, and therefore there's no reason to assume that according to Rabbi Yossi, you can be made from the darm shenal leina forever, because he never addressed that. He never told the Tanakhama, no, don't call it nidrei nefesh, call it benol leina. He never said that. The way that he's reading the Mishnah, in which case, where do you have a deal that benol leina would be chal even after gerushin? So there's no raya that Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says later, that you should be made for a neder that's only going to be foul after gerushin al zbein olaveina, because maybe he's not saying you can. He never spoke about that, according to the way Rabbi Yilah is learning. So imer chatzim lo achatz. Getting on now. Okay, so we have a very different approach to the Mishnah, which the Bavli doesn't even entertain. Both ways, both according to Rabbi Zira and according to Rabbi Yilah. If you hold like Rabbi Zira, which is the way the Bavli learns, that the Mishnah is a machlokas Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakhama about what is considered to be Nidrein and Nefesh, nonetheless the Bavli does not come to the conclusion as Yerushalmi comes to, which is that Rabbi Yossi is only arguing in classification and not in din. Adarabba, the Bavli says the exact opposite is true. That the whole point that Rabbi Yossi is making is, don't call that nidrei nefesh, because if you do, you will mistakenly be made for even for after gerushin, and you can't. You can only be made for up to gerushin, because it's really only another benol leina. It's the exact opposite of the diag of Yerushalmi. That's the first difference between the two. Furthermore, we have over here a sheet of Rabbi Yilah, which the Bavli doesn't even entertain, which is that there is no machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Tanagam anyway. And that the opening statement of Imer Chatzim Lo Echatzim Et Kashetim Lo Et Kashet was never said by the Tanakhama. It was raised as a question. What's the din, Mahu, to which Rabbi Yossi responds in the Mishnah, Ein Ela Nidrein Nefesh, and there's never a Tanakhama that argued on it. Okay, it's a completely different complexion to the whole sugya over here in the Bavli. So now we start with the next piece of the Mishnah, Imer Chatzim Lo Echatzim. So now, in the bright it says, V'tani kein, Nidrei inay nefesh, Imer chatzim lo chatzim et kashet, Im lo et kashet. The bright it says clearly that these are considered to be Nidrei inay nefesh. Okay. That is going Aliba the Rebbe Zaira. Because Rebbe Zaira said that was a machlokas, and that's what the Tanakhama held. So Rebbe Zaira's shita is expressed in the bright that says that there is a Tanakhama, there's a sheet and a braita that holds Kishut and Rechitza is considered to be Inu Nefesh. So now, if that's the case, Bein Adaitet Rabbi Zera, Bein Adaitet Rabbi Yilah, whether you hold that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakhama or not, Michlafa Shitatei Rabbi Yossi, there's anyway going to be a problem you have to handle which is a contradiction in Rabbi Yoshi Shita. Because a braita says that Tani, Ma'ayan shel b'nei ha'ir, hein va'achirim. You have now a Ma'ayan, which goes from one city, sources in one city, and it continues on into another city. The halacha is, if there's not enough water for everybody, the city in which the Ma'ayan begins is kod. Hein kod mim la'achirim. They can put up a dam to prevent the water from going downstream. Now, how about if it's achirim ubehem tam? We have enough water to drink in the upper city, and you don't have enough to give to your animals. The lower city doesn't even have enough to for their own drink. Forget about the animals. The halacha is that over there achirim kodmim lehem tam. The actual ability for the human survival comes before the behema survival in the upper city. How about the wash? The washing of the upper town is more important than the life in that town of the people in the lower town. Let them move. Because we can't live without wash, without being able to wash our clothes. Okay. So, Omer Yochanan, Man Tana Kvisa Chayi Nefesh, Rabbi Yossi said, it says over here, Kibbutz is Chayi Nefesh. Weird, whose shita is that? It's Rabbi Yossi's shita, which is amazing, because here Rabbi Yossi says that even washing your body is not considered to be Nidra Yin Nefesh. And there he says that even washing your clothes is considered to be the equivalent of life. And that's going to be obviously our problem. How do we know it's Rabbi Yossi? The Tani Einot Nimeyam Lo Lemishra V'Lo Lekvisa. You cannot use wine of Shemitah for washing clothes or for soaking linen in, because you're not allowed to use things that are roy for people's consumption for something that's v'ibut. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter to wash your clothes in alcohol that has Kedusha Shemitah. To remove stains from your begun. Remarkable. So, that means Michal Fashitat and Rabbi Yossi. We now have a contradiction. Because Tabanu Amer Ein Mechitza Chayim Nefesh over here, remember the Yerushalmi, it always refers to there as here. And here as there. That's because in the Yerushalmi, you're immediately transported to the city that you're asking from. In the Bavli, you only make reference to it. And that's another amazing difference in the whole gestalt of the Yerushalmi. So, it's the same type of difference between Tashma and Tachazi. Right? So the Yerushalmi, okay, I'm now in Shvius, because that's the last thing I spoke about. So in Shvius, thinking about over there, back in the Dorm. Right? Nah. So Taman, now in the Dorm, it's over there in the Dorm, it says. Ein Rechitza Chayi Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi's claiming it's not Chayi Nefesh. And Hocha, over here in Shvius, who Amar Kvisa is Chayi Nefesh. That's, you know, immediate apparated. Definitely Harry Potter Shitas. Amar Abimana is not a problem. Because Adam Megalgel Berechitza, look, you can let it roll, you know. Let it roll. So you keep on rolling without washing your body. But in Adam Megalgel Berechitza, you cannot let it roll when it comes to washing your clothes. That's worse. And we went to the whole sugya in the Bavli because you become depressed with dirty clothes. And depression is worse than sores and biological infections. Mental infections are not curable in the same way. Brilliant, Yerushalmi.
Unbelievable. And that Prozac in those days.
It doesn't. It's not what it's made out to be. No, they're just actually interesting. They just came out with a report in Science News I saw yesterday that they've examined all of the studies on antidepressants and so on. It turns out that there's this massive, almost a conspiracy, which may be, you know, subconscious. Only positive data is published. All of the studies that have shown that it's completely useless or that it's no better than a placebo is never published.
And the depressing.
And the few studies that are published,
yeah, certainly depressed the population. That's for sure. They would be depressed.
You know, so the few studies that are published in a way that makes it sound, presented as if it's still valuable. That's always the headline. It may only be valuable as a placebo.
97% of it didn't work.
The effort is closed.
No.
But you're saying that these things are not, that don't work?
There's a lot of studies that show that they don't work. And that they don't work better than placebos.
Yeah.
Now, they do work.
Placebo's
good. Yeah, placebo's quite effective. So, this fellow Yehuda had to hide out from the authorities. He went into a cave and he was there for 3 days. And he wanted to use the opportunity to figure out this halacha. So he wanted to feel it in his own life, right? So, Atel Gabi Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So he comes to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta and he tells him, this Yehuda, Yishutza tells him, listen, I've got experience, okay? I went, I hid out for 3 days, it was in a cave. In order to be making them al adain time, I wanted to figure it out. I gotta tell you, doesn't make sense. So Korah, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, called his son, Rabbi. And he said to him, Amalek, tell me, Hadein Taima Minayim, Shechayei Yir, Ayir Azot Kodim L'Chayir Achet. How do we know that? Bring me a raya that that's true. So Rabbi, his son, tells him, Amalek, it says, Beferish, that Tihiyena Ha'arim Ha'eva. Let's talk about the Ar Levim, where they took it. It's Ir Iru Migrasheha. Tihiyena. What is Tihiyena? Tihiyena means Tichayena. Means Tichayena, you should be first. Tihiyena, Ir. The city should be left to its life. After that, Migrasheha Sevivoteha. After that, worry about the suburbs. The first thing that you got to worry about is the city. That's the remnants. Omar Leiser Rabbah asked Yehuda Yishutza, what's the problem over here? Why didn't you understand this? I'll tell you why you didn't understand it. Because you think the way to understand things is to hide out in caves. And the opposite is true. The way to understand things is to come to Beis HaMedrash and talk it out. You talk out things, believe me, you'll understand things much better than if you sit in a cave. So he tied it. Necha imerchatz. Okay, fine. When it says in the Mishnah imerchatz, we're going now in the same shadow we had in the Bavli. How do you explain imlorechatz? Imerchatz, imlorechatz. So I understand what it is imerchatz. So she asked it, apparently she said, let's say, something that is definitely inu nefesh. She said, all the prayers of the world will be usur on me if I take a shower. Okay, so now she's got a neder in which she's stuck with either not taking a shower. It's interesting because this is the case that we referred to today while we were learning the Daf Yomi, right? Which is the why would it be chal? Why is that dependent on machlokas from Blas and Mechachomim? Later on is exactly this case. So imer chatz. So now I understand, but I don't understand imlor chatz. Let her take a shower. What's the problem? If I don't take a shower, I will be usher in all the prayers of the world. Okay, take a shower. Why? What do you need to be made for over here? There's no point in being made for. Omer Abimana, no, the case has got to be Kisha Amra, Konim Hanayati Alecha, Mi She'erchatz Imerchatz. What she's saying over here is, she ushers her Hana on her husband in a case where she's saying, if I will take a shower. So it's from that point on. And when she said, if I won't take a shower, so what she's saying is, I am ushering my Hana on you from today if I ever take a shower, but lorchat, even if I didn't shower today. So from the time, that was the two cases the same. Misha erchatz, im erchatz. Are two different things. From the time that I take the shower, or from today if I take the shower. So lo erchatz means I answer myself today on you if I haven't taken a shower, if I do take a shower. So it boils down to the same case. So why can't he be made for her? V'yefrala, since Lamaisa, she's making a t'nai in Rechitza v'kishut, and she's answering Hana'ah, he should be able to be made for because of Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. Why can't he be made for Dvarim Shebeino Leveina? Omer Rav Yosef or Rav Yvon, it's not talking about that she answers the Tano with a T'nai. It's talking about B'shalom Rala Konim Anayat Gufi Alecha Likish Erechas. The Iker Neder was that her husband should not be able to enjoy her body if she presents her, makes herself presentable for her husband. She says, in other words, if I go to the mikveh, or if I dress up, then you're not allowed to sleep with me. So, in other words, over there, since she can't ask her to sleep in, because that she's b'chuyevet b'mah, so he's going to be nene from the fact that she actually did clean herself, and actually did mitkashetet. In which case, what we're saying over here is, if it'll be chal, she's not mishubedet to be mitkashetet, she's mishubedet to sleep with him. So according to the Tanakhama, it should be made for because of the Nidrei and Nefesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, it should be made for because of Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. Ask the Gemara, why do you need to be made for at all? Since she's mishubedet, and if she won't be mitrachetzet, mitkashetet, she'll turn him off, and that should be part of the Shibut. So why isn't even the not taking a shower violate her Shibut to him? It's v'yakuf. Why can't you force her? If she would ask her body on him, he could force her to sleep with him. So why in this case can't he force her to sleep with him clean? Or force her to sleep with him properly perfumed or whatever is required
in part of the
why isn't it? Why isn't it part of the Chiyuv of Tashmish? She'll turn him off otherwise. But as Ravuna explained, to force him, first force her to sleep with him, he can do. Hanayat ha'alai, the case of yours where she said it the other way. I ask her myself from having hanah from you. So then he has to be made for. Because, and that's what's talking about over here. Because over there it's like asering sukkah on yourself. So we can't force a guy to have a sukkah, which is aser. So we can't force her to sleep with him, which is aser. So shanya he, that's very different. Because she over here, hanayato ve'anayato, over here, she's also going to be nene. Forget about it, she said he can't be nene. She can't be nene from him. And we can't force her to be over on her nene. Omer of Abu Mori, there's another difference. Imet chatzim lo'erchatz is la'olam. Imet kashet v'not kashet la'olam. The case over here is that koning imet chatz hayom, which is the first case that the Bible said. If I take a shower today, I will never take a shower. If I'll be mitkashet ayom, I will never be mitkashetet. And he doesn't address the im lorachatz, which is why the Bible gives up on this approach. So Rabbanan de Kisaria, b'shem Rabbi Nasa, they said the case is im lorachatz im lo et kashet, im et kashet v'im lorachatz. If I will, they say the two cases are crossover cases. If I take a shower today, I will never be mitkasheta. If I'm mitkashet today, I'll never be rochet. So that's why it says im erchatz lo erchatz. It's not two cases. It's im erchatz, then lo erchashet. Im erchashet, lo erchatz. So the Mishnah, that's a strange construction. The Mishnah, completely different approach. Okay. Very cute. Things we'd never dream of in the Babli, they get the same.